Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, the show that helps you make faster progress, stay motivated, and have more fun learning the guitar. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be a little bit different. I want to talk about why most people never actually learn guitar. Even though they perhaps wanted to, it's kind of been in the back of their head, they've kind of dreamed about it for many years, and how you can actually make sure you're not one of them. Now, this one's especially for anyone who's been thinking about learning guitar. As you start a guitar, perhaps you stopped a few times, perhaps you've got the guitar sitting in the corner and you're thinking, oh, I'll get around to that. Or perhaps you're just thinking, oh, I'm too old, it's too late for me. So if any of that sounds familiar, stick around, because I promise this episode could change the way you think about learning the guitar. Now, before we do dive into this week's content, though, I do have a little bit of Beginner Guitar Academy news for our Beginner Guitar Academy members. And the first thing is we have our live member Q&A coming up this month on Monday the 27th at 9 p.m. UK time. So GMT, 5 p.m. EDT and 2 p.m. PDT. So our live member Q&A is just every month where we jump on Zoom. You can ask me your questions completely live. Now, don't worry if you're not around to jump on live. You can submit your questions beforehand and I'll answer them live on the call. Then the recording will put into the academy, as well as the audio will put in the member only podcast so you can catch up at a later date. So you'll receive an email this Friday as well as Sunday, as well as the day of the Q&A as well. I've got you covered with multiple reminders. And in that email will be the Zoom link so you can join me live, but also a link that you can pre-submit your questions if you can't join me live. But hopefully I'll see you on Monday the 27th. But if not, just pre-submit your question and I will answer that for you. The second piece of news I have for you is you can now gift Beginner Guitar Academy membership. So if you are wondering what to get that person that's got everything, or perhaps you want to inject a bit of music into someone's life, obviously with Christmas now just around the corner, when you head over to Beginner Guitar Academy and you go to purchase one of our subscriptions, that could be a monthly subscription, or that could be an annual subscription, there's an option now, you can tick a little box that says gift subscription, and then that'll allow you then to gift that to another person. So you fill in all your information, you buy a subscription, and then up pops up a screen where you put in the recipient's information, so the name, the email address. They'll then receive an email saying that you've purchased them a gift subscription and give them all the information of how to obviously sign up and access that subscription. So that is live now on the website, guys. Come check that out. Again, you can do that if you're a member of Beginner Guitar Academy. You can do that if you're not a member of Beginner Guitar Academy and you want to just give someone the gift of music. You know how awesome Beginner Guitar Academy is, but perhaps you're not in the right place yet to take advantage of Beginner Guitar Academy, but you know someone else that would. So go and check that out at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So that is all the news out the way. So let's dive into this week's content. So why most people never learn guitar and how you can be the exception. So the first thing we're going to talk about is why the dream never happens in the first place. So a lot of people want to play guitar, but they never actually action it. So why is that the case? So you probably know I've been teaching guitar for quite a while now. I've been teaching it for over 20 years. And I can't tell you how many people have said to me, I've always wanted to play guitar. I had my hair cut last week. And the hairdresser said exactly the same. Oh, I've always wanted to play guitar. Everyone always says, I've always wanted to play guitar when I say I'm a guitar teacher. It's probably one of the most common things I hear. Right up there with, I wish I'd stuck with learning to play guitar when I was younger. That's obviously a common one as well. But here's the thing. Most of those people never actually start. Or if they do, they quit after a few months. And it's not because they're not got any talent. They can't actually do it. It's because of three big myths that normally hold people back. So that's what we're going to begin by talking about, these three myths I hear all the time. So let's jump in. Myth number one, I just don't have the time. Now, this is a classic one. And you hear it quite often. Sometimes it's quite valid. You know, we live busy lives. You might have a demanding career. You might have a family. You might have kids, responsibilities. It feels impossible to carve out hours for something new because you've got all the other stuff to take care of, or to make time for yourself when you're trying to do things for everybody else and kind of your family. But here's the truth. You don't need hours a day. You just need consistency. So 5 focused minutes a day can be more powerful than an hour a week. And that's why inside Beginner Guitar Academy, short bite-sized tutorials, and I've divide everything into classes. You can just go for your own pace. And the classes are built into little chunks, you know, 5 minute warm up, 10 minutes of a skill, 10 minutes of another skill, 5 minute song at the end. So you can chunk that, even that class down into smaller parts. So it makes it obviously easier to digest it, easier when you've only got those 5 minutes to pick up a guitar and actually get going with something structured so you can obviously see progress. So if you have been waiting for a perfect schedule, stop waiting. Start with 5 minutes today. You're never going to find time. You've got to make time. So the second myth I hear all the time is I'm not naturally musical. And this is kind of a common myth where people think you have to be naturally talented. And that's like, obviously you hear that always in the arts, like drawing, singing, be it music in any sort of realm, be it an instrument or vocal, anything like that. You think you have this natural talent. Now, yeah, you can be a little bit easier if, say, you want to be a runner and you've got naturally stronger legs. If you want to be a boxer and you've got naturally bigger build. Things like that will obviously help, but it's not impossible. You know, playing guitar is a learned skill. It's not a talent that you're either born with or not. Think of like learning to type or drive. You don't start off perfect, but with a bit of structure, you know, a bit of repetition, you improve faster than you think you can. And I've taught hundreds of students who believed they didn't have rhythm, they couldn't carry a beat. And a few months later, they're strumming along to their favorite songs and they're keeping it in time and they're sounding like a guitar player because they are now a guitar player. So if you can count to four, you can learn rhythm. If you can move your fingers, you can learn chords. And if you can listen, you can learn songs. I say if you can move your fingers, I've seen guitar players play guitar without any arms and they've been using their toes. So if you have toes, you can learn to play the guitar. So talent isn't a secret. The secret is practice and patience. That's what's going to get you playing the guitar. It doesn't matter. You do not have to be naturally gifted. These are learnt skills. And the third and final myth that I hear all the time is I've tried before and failed. I can't do it. So you've picked up the guitar, maybe your fingers hurt, tried to play around a few chords, realized my fingers are too slow. I'm not sounding like that person I just saw on YouTube. It's obviously not right for me. I'm not cut out for it. But the truth is, you didn't fail. You just didn't have a plan. We didn't have realistic expectations. So having the right plan, meaning you're obviously learning the right thing at the right time. You might have jumped straight to a difficult chord pattern, which is just too difficult for you. It's too above your level. And people do that all the time. Start learning bar chords or power chords too early, do not have the strength in their hand to learn those advanced chords. Or you've got unrealistic expectations. You're thinking, right, I'm going to crack this guitar thing in about a week when it's going to take months, if not years, to probably get to the level you want to be. It's a difficult instrument. Learning music is tough anyway. Yes, it is worth it. It's worth putting in the time, but you've got to have those realistic expectations. It's not going to happen overnight. And we can be fooled into thinking it's going to by things we see on YouTube. People put up videos, oh, I've been learning for like 2 weeks and look what I can do. You see stuff like that all the time. It's very misleading and quite often it's not true. Quite often you don't see how many hours they've actually put into it and the struggles they had in those first few, you know, 10, 20 hours they've put in. You just don't see it, so you don't think that problem occurred when actually it has. So yeah, there's not always truth behind that. And as I said a minute ago, the most important thing is having a roadmap. You need to learn these things step by step, building the right skills in the right order, or you're going to end up pulling your hair out and just going around circles because you're doing the wrong thing. So that is exactly, again, what we do in Beginner Guitar Academy. It's not random. It's structured. We use a G4 guitar method, which has been written, tested, developed over 25 years, I think now, with student feedback, and it works. That's why I adopted it 10 years ago in my offline guitar school, and that's why I use it online at Beginner Guitar Academy, because it works. Okay, next thing I want to talk about is why most people give up. So let's recap a little bit. So most people never learn because they don't think they have time, they believe they don't have the natural ability, and they've tried before without success. But the real reason is normally a bit deeper than that. They never see the results fast enough to stay motivated. They don't see progress, so lose momentum. Again, realistic expectations. You've got to have that expectation it's going to take a while. When a student starts with me, I'll say straight away, it's going to take probably about 6 months until you are playing the songs you want to play to a good degree, and you've got a good amount of songs in kind of your repertoire. Have that in the back of your mind. That's how long it's going to take. And it's going to take a lot longer than that to get to probably maybe the level you want to be playing with friends, performing on stage, getting to that obviously higher level. But it's going to take a few months just to get off, you know, the start, just to feel like you're moving forward, feel like you've getting control of your fingers and getting a few songs under your belt. You've got to have those realistic expectations. Again, beginner guitar to me, it's all about focus. It's all about these small wins. Things like switching between just two chords cleanly, which we do in lesson one, builds into playing your first song. Learn your first riff. Under Pressure is one that we do straight away, which only has two notes in it. But just learning that riff is so cool. It only has two notes, but it's so unrecognizable. It's something you think, oh man, I can actually play a tune now that sounds like a song that people are going to recognize. And it's having those small wins that are going to really help keep you motivated, especially when it is that slow, incremental kind of ascend up this very steep hill that it feels like as you are learning. So next thing, how can you be the exception? That's what I promised you in this title, why most people never learn guitar and how you can be the exception. So that's what I want to talk about now. So the good news is you can absolutely be the exception. You can be one of the few who not only start, but actually stick with the guitar and learn to play it and call themselves a guitar player and actually realize that dream they've had from probably quite a young age. Again, the people that say, oh, I've always wanted to learn guitar, it's not just something they've thought about in the last couple of weeks. It's normally something they've thought about over years since they were a child, but they've just never actually actioned it. So you could be one of those few and actually start and stick with it. Now, again, you do not need talent. You do not need hours a day. You just need a clear path, a little accountability, someone in your corner guiding you. That's exactly what we do at Beginner Guitar Academy. You get a step-by-step lessons, practice plans, a wicked community. The community is so good at Beginner Guitar Academy for helping inspire people and just to chat about guitar when you're feeling a bit down. You jump on the community and just have a little chat and get inspired by other people. It's really cool. So yeah, obviously Beginner Guitar is my online guitar school. So that's the place I'm going to recommend. It doesn't work for everyone because we are very structured. And some people just want to learn a few songs and that's kind of it. Perhaps they don't want to go really deep into the seven essential skills and actually learn how to play the guitar in a very structured way. And that's fine. You know, everyone has their own way of learning. But the great thing about Beginner Guitar Academy is you can come and check it out and see if it is the right fit for you. We have a 14-day trial offer just for $1. So you pay $1, you have 14 days. Come and check out the website. You have access to the community, access to me. So we have video exchange. And fair enough, I signed up to a website just the other day. I won't tell you which one. Oh, well, it was Artistworks. So I had to check out their blues course. And I thought, I'll check out the video exchange. I couldn't even access it on the trial. It's locked down until you become a full paying member for your $29 or whatever it is a month. We don't have that Beginner Guitar Academy. You sign up for your $1 trial, you can access video exchange straight away. You can send me an audio, a text, a video through the support bubble is what we call it. Whenever you like, and you'll get a personalized response from me just to help you out, just for $1. So you're getting guitar lessons for $1. So even for that, it'd be brilliant to come and check it out. But you have access to everything else as well. So yeah, come and check that out at beginnerguitaracademy.com. 14-day trial just for $1. So guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to hit subscribe and share it with someone who's always said, I've always wanted to learn play guitar. And perhaps they've been saying a couple of those myths or believing them, then you can help them kind of take that next step in their journey and actually pick it up and get rocking. So that's it for me this week, guys. I'm going to sign off now. And until next time, keep positive, keep practicing, and I'll chat to you next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.